This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. With the retirement of Pope Benedict XVI, the cardinals of the Catholic Church meet in Rome in a few days to select a new pope. Catholic Archbishop Wilton Gregory is the Archbishop of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. Archbishop Gregory joins us in his office. Thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.
One of the challenges for the new pope is going to be certainly the church in the third world, the church facing so many crises, and the urge to try to repair the church's image in the Western part of the faithful. So can any one pontiff be manager, preacher, healer, prophet? And does Pope Benedict's retirement really say this job may be beyond one person?
That will be the primary conversation the cardinals will take up. The pontiff will be able to do certain things well, but like any one in authority, he has to find people who will assist him in those areas that he perhaps does not have all of the talents, the skills, or the know-how.
That raises a question, because we have seen so many issues, scandals. We don't have to go through all of those, but it raises the question of whether we have, as bad as they are, a scandal in this part of the church structure or a scandal in that part of the church structure, or are we looking at something more fundamental, corruption at the core of the church's administration?
I would hope that corruption is not the root cause of some of the problems. I would hope just poor management, which can lead to corruption or provide the opportunity for corruption. But I also know many of the people that work in the Curia, and from my years in Rome, they are very good people. I believe the vast majority of them want nothing but the best for the church. But someone has to coordinate all of that.
Are you afraid that there might be something more systemic, a systemic sort of corruption?
Dennis, I would like to take a wait and see. I know, obviously, from public media statements and disclosures that there have been people who have not held to the highest standards, and that needs to be addressed.
Some of your colleagues in the Conference of Bishops, some of the cardinals who will be at the conclave, have been associated with sheltering abusive priests. And certainly one of the names has been Cardinal Mahoney, but he's hardly the only one, Cardinal Mahoney from Los Angeles. Do you think that he and others should skip this conclave because of that?
Dennis, I am not in a position, because I don't know all the facts. I know some, and those are public in their nature, but I would hesitate to paint with the same brush anyone who in the public media has been tainted. We are learning at this moment in time of an event that took place many decades ago and sometimes a generation ago, and we are judging people by today's standards on how they acted at that time frame. Crime is crime.
Yeah,
crime is crime.
That's where I was getting to. Isn't that kind of thing, isn't one of the teachings of the church for centuries that that kind of thing is wrong?
Crime is crime. And I think, as from my experience as president of the conference, one of the key movements, in at least in terms of the bishops of the United States, was to look at this first as a crime, second as a sin. And I think that was a reversal that many bishops found difficult.
So to the question of whether cardinals should skip the conclave, you would leave that up to them? Do you have any problem with them being there?
First of all, it is not my right to make that judgment. My responsibilities are limited here in Atlanta. But now that the Holy Father has retired, there is no authority, ecclesial authority, to make that judgment.
Archbishop Wilton Gregory is the Catholic Archbishop of Atlanta. Archbishop Gregory, thanks so much for giving us this time once again. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis. Happy to.